Market slide as Alibaba misses again and the Fed chair speculation intensifies. S&P futures opened Tuesday down roughly 40 points at 76.58, a 0.5% decline driven by a combination of oil prices spiking on Gulf tensions, Alibaba's fourth consecutive quarterly earnings miss, and sustained uncertainty around Federal Reserve policy. Chinese consumers are saving more and spending less, analysts suggest, partly because of unresolved uncertainty in the property market. Evergrande and the broader real estate sector crisis has not fully cleared, and partly because youth unemployment in China hit record levels above 20% before Beijing stopped publishing the data, suppressing discretionary spending. The Alibaba result is increasingly difficult to dismiss as episodic. Four consecutive misses point to something structural in Chinese consumer demand, which has simply not recovered as economists projected following China's COVID reopening in late 2022. In the demographic that drives e-commerce growth, Alibaba is also navigating a regulatory environment that has constrained its expansion in financial services through Ant Group and its cloud business, while its international ambitions face persistent geopolitical friction, particularly in Southeast Asia. The activist story of the day came from Elliott Management, Paul Singer's hedge fund, which disclosed a significant stake in French industrial gases company Air Liquide and is pushing for higher margins and improved capital allocation. Air Liquide shares surged on the announcement, reflecting the standard market expectation that Elliott's involvement produces results. The cross-border dimension is notable. French companies have historically resisted American activist investors more effectively than their Anglo-Saxon counterparts, supported by regulatory and governmental frameworks that give management additional defensive tools. President Trump's public backing of Kevin Warsh as Federal Reserve Chair adds a layer of complexity to the rate outlook. Warsh, who served on the Fed's Board of Governors from 2006 to 2011, is generally viewed as hawkish, more inclined to raise rates to control inflation than to hold or cut in support of growth. The political irony is considerable. Trump spent years publicly pressuring Chair Jerome Powell to cut rates, making his endorsement of a hawkish successor difficult to interpret cleanly. For households carrying debt accumulated during the high-spending post-COVID years, the prospect of rate increases layered onto higher energy costs represents a materially difficult combination.